Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning and happy Father's Day to every fathers and every one of the children who celebrated their fathers. Praise the Lord. About 5.5 hours ago, we just concluded our Father's Day of this year 2026. It's a very important day for many of us, and there are a lot of people out there who do not have a real earthly father to celebrate. And there are many children out there who are suffering because of whatever reason their father quit on them. Even some of them were not even born. And a mother struggling with 3 and 4 and more children sometimes, and some lost their husband, the father of their children, and some men who ran away, walked away, rejecting and not protecting their family. So we live today a culture which is very painfully afflicted because of the shortage of manhood. The man's main deal is to be a father as he grow up. As his time comes, he marry or he find his wife and his children are born. Now we are suffering today in not only in America, in many countries, in even in many third world countries, children suffering because of the father's absence. Now today, we still claim and adore that Father's Day just to have a day that the children and their fathers can get together and have a good time. You know, the first and foremost important thing God has established in the universe first time was a family. A family started out with a father. Adam's example shows us that God the Father, he come down and created humanity when he decided. And when then he created the mother, who was basically was in Adam. Adam's body itself became part of his partner. So that from the man, the woman was taken, and the man and the woman then joined together. Their love relationship and love and affection and the blessing of God on them to procreate their own type of children, that they were blessed and produced children. See, fatherhood and motherhood has been taken away from the society. The evil, the destruction of the forces of evil, of darkness, destroying families, destroying fathers and mothers, destroying children to disarray and suffer persecution and struggle. And they go and leave that Satan really wanted that happen. Satan wanted to destroy family. This morning I like to give you a little bit of a review. Some of you already know how much there is a Father who created us. He still lives. His name is God, the Heavenly Father. Father's love is more than unbelievable, because it says in the Psalms 103 verse 11 to 14, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him." The fathers have a respect and love. They have a position in the family. Then they have a position in the society. They develop their children to be like them, to be leaders of tomorrow. Today we have shortages of good leadership. You know, 1 in 1,000 maybe in the past centuries we had good leaders. Now we have a shortage of leaders because of the society is being destroyed. The family's structure and rules are being destroyed, and they say they don't need a family. Everything is singleness, and there is a movement that is in between the young generation also going as singles. So the next verse, verse 12 says, 103 Psalm, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So first of all, we become his children. When the first time when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they lost their fatherhood. They lost their father's affection and love, basically because of sin. They couldn't feel it anymore. But God still loved them. The love of God is never ending, even to a disobeying, rebellious, unbelieving child. But God gave an opportunity to believe in him, so they get to know this God again by a sacrificial offering. The blood sacrifice God has conducted in the Garden of Eden to deliver them, to bring them back to his fellowship. Verse 13, Psalms 103, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Now from these verses 103, Psalm 11 to the 14, this basically is telling us how God created us from the dust. Adam was created from that Adam's dust body, basically with all the organs in the human body required, the eyes, the heart, the lungs, and all the liver, every organs and nervous system, respiratory, circulatory, every system was created by God. And we are not told how he created it. That is the creative power and the power of God and the knowledge of God and wisdom of God. He only shared with his three Trinity. None of us or the world will never ever know. But God created us. In this Psalms 103, it not only declares the love of God, and it also tells how God loves his children who fear him. The fear of the children to the father is called basically obedience. That when you disobey a father has a right to punish them. Same way father punished Adam and Eve for death, eternal death. Because father is righteous, regardless of angels or regardless of human, his creation goes to his rules and his judgment, his righteousness. God is righteous. He is fully love and compassion and caring, but he also righteous, but his judgment is righteous regardless of who it is. His punishment is going to be there. So God punished Adam and Eve, but he offered him a recovery. The recovery was the woman's son will come, and then he will deliver him from the serpent. The serpent is Satan, the one who deceived Adam and Eve. So God's compassion continues to those who fear him. See, now he comes back to the fear of God. The fear of God is called God's. God will provide that grace and compassion on them by God's obedience, by obeying God. You know, we know that he knows that how we were framed. We were framed from the dust. Every human beings are God's children by creation. Our first father was made from the dust of the earth. No matter how much exalted with pride and arrogance we are made from the dust. When Adam and Eve sinned, God judged them. This is the word, from dust you are taken, and to dust you will go back. Your body will die. You will spiritually die the day you eat the fruit from the forbidden tree. Then your earthly body starts its process of death until we finally die and buried in the dust. Psalms 103 verse 14 says, God, as our Father, remembers us as we are dust. Even though Eve was made from the body of Adam, which was already flesh and blood, a bone was taken, Bible says. But we don't question that. We don't know how God does creation. Initially, how did he made Adam's body from dust to flesh and blood? That we do not know. But then Eve was made from the rib of Adam, and he formed other flesh parts to create her rest of her bones and flesh. So it's a functionally as a building block. The dust was the building block first. Isn't that incredible? The dust. In the dust there is all the elements of the earth, all the chemicals and electrolytes, particles, iron, nickel, sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, you name it all. The scientists have eventually discovered all the elements which is in our body. Sometimes we need to take all these elements, they're called multivitamin, or then we have B complexes and many of them. Either comes from the plants or from the dirt. Now, original building blocks. Basically, the science says our body's building blocks are proteins and carbohydrates. Where these proteins and carbohydrates originally were derived by God from the dust. And then this carbon cycle, citric acid cycle of the plants and animals, they go through the earth and then cycled back again. Then all electrolytes, amino acids, hormones to make their body alive and functioning. And the breath of life, the Spirit of God, breathed into Adam, and I am sure Eve too. When Eve was created, she needed life as well. And God's breath, Holy Spirit, God's Spirit entered human body and he became alive. My friends, only God can do that. He is the miracle. He's an incredible God. Now God loves us. This is the part of our message today. God's love. And we came from dust and God loves us. God lived loves us because we are his children. He sent his Spirit into the human body at some point of our conception in the mother's womb. Every individual child received a spirit that belonged to be identified as that person's spirit, which basically later it is called the inner man of that person. So there is an inner man and an outer man. The inner man is made of God, your spirit God created, which is God's child you are, and the physical body which God allowed to grow in the mother's womb, which was also God's child. So you first God's child, even the parents are engaged in the creation process of progenesis. It was God who gave life. The God who allowed that fertilization to happen. God who allowed that it to grow. God who allowed the mother had a healthy body and it was provided the environment to live and grow and take nutrients from that mother's womb body. They shared the same blood. Praise God. Amazing, incredible. And once the mother baby is born, the milk is provided. St. Augustine, a great man of God in the 3rd century, who wrote this book where St. Augustine's confessions, one of the things he confessed is, along with all the sins he committed, he also confessed that, God, you provided my mom with breast milk so I can drink. It is in that book. He wrote it. That is that God provides us the nutrients and everything needed to grow. He not only created us, he also provided the nourishment. I am sure in this world there are many children goes without their mother's milk. Sometimes there is a huge problem. So after sin, God as a father, he did not run away, he did not leave them alone, but gave a promise of recovery and deliverance from sin and death. This is the father does. This is a great father. This is the loving father. The loving father is concerned about the children's death. The loving father concerned about their spiritually falling away from him. The unity, the togetherness of son and daughters and father is incredibly strong that you don't see them, but you can feel and you can show the inaction. See, that's what this Mother's Father's Day does to us. Just to remember, not just show this as a function of once a year, but make that function to be a real stuff in your heart that you really love, you really know your father, that who gave you the initial, progenetic life. He allowed you to be born. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. His name is Jesus Christ. See, God has a son. God is a family of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God lived eternally with the Father, as the Father, as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three of them, they all in oneness and live in one unity in us one. And they take three forms. One, the Holy Spirit takes us the Spirit God. Father also is a great Spirit. He is a Spirit God. The Son who lived in the Father and the Spirit with us anointed them together as in one unity. The Son was in the Father and the Spirit lived from eternity to eternity and at one united, one unit of God. And the same Son who was the eternal Son of God, who was not just made the Son when he wanted to be Son, but he was the eternal Son of God. He was not disclosed and revealed in a clear pattern in the Old Testament, but he revealed his God revealed things in time and time. God did not reveal the Son God very clearly in the Old Testament, but he revealed him as the Son God who he promised to Adam and Eve, the deliverer, the woman's son or woman's child who came, who will come, which is the God's child, who lived in eternally in the Father. As a Spirit God, he incarnated in flesh. It is his word, God's Father's word, which God was speaking through, which means God was speaking through his word the creations were made, which was made by Christ, who was speaking through. That is Christ, that is the God's Son who came to incarnate. Because of his great love, he loved us. In the book of Galatians chapter 4 verse 14, in the fullness of time came God sent his Son, born of the woman, Christ, the eternal Son of God, who lived in God and doing the work of God for God and for him in creating the universe, because he incarnated in human flesh. It was Christ of God who in God who created the universe. You read in the Gospel of John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was God. The Word was with God and Word was God. It's a reinstatement of the same God, or which was the Word which was in God. That word in Greek language is Logos, which was translated to Word in English. When John wrote the Gospel in Greek, it was Logos. Logos is identified as the one who controlled the mind of God. That was written out by Heraclitus, a philosopher of Greek who lived in BC 563, and his theological philosophical view He taught that the one who controlled the universe, whose person in him is called Logos. Logos means who the one who controlled the mind of God, according to Heraclitus' philosophy. It's basically true. When John found it, he told everyone, "My friends, this is what it is. It is Logos who is Christos. Logos is Christos, is Jesus Christ, Christ who created the universe." Read the book of Hebrews chapter 1, the incredible living and holding. In Colossians chapter 1 also, he holds the whole world together in his power of word, the word of his power. So Christ the Creator, because he incarnated in flesh to be human. Romans 5:8, God showed his great love for us in this while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. See, this is how God created, recreated us in Christ. Christ, first God created us in Adam and Eve, by giving breath of life and the whole spirit of life came into him. Now the spirit died, the eternal living disappeared, until God forgiven them and give them life again, back again, because of the death of the animal. And the blood of the animal who stand as a covenant between God and Adam and Eve. Because God forgave, the punishment went on the animal. So same way Jesus took the punishment, we are become child of God. Those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Those who believe in him, those who believe in Jesus Christ, God gave him that life back again. Because that breath of life, God blew that breath of life into the sinner once again after he was dead. Once he believed in Christ, his son, and accepted him as a savior, that breath of life, God breathed through the Spirit of God into that human, into us, into me. If you believe into you, you will become again alive, spiritually alive, and you became the child of God. Ephesians 2, 4 to 10, and Peter, 1 Peter 1, chapter 1, 1 to 13, it says, 1 to 13, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us." He has quickened us together in Christ. So it says he quickened us because that Holy Spirit comes in and quickening our spirit, make us to live again. Our spirit lives again from eternity until eternity, to live with God. So John 3:16, John said, "Through the Spirit of God, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life." So God giving everlasting life through his Son. This is the love we are talking about. When God the Father looks, his children are going to eternal damnation, he sent his own Son, and he took the punishment, saving his children from its in eternity, to save them from the death of sin, going them to hell fire, which was prepared for Satan and his angels. But those who don't believe in Christ, they also will go. Sometimes you have not received a father's love before you were born. A father must have left your mother, or a father did not want the pregnancy and break away from the mom. Pregnancy is a responsible matter. That is why marriage is created as a legal proceeding where marriage makes a man and a woman responsible. If before they share their physical body for sexual relationship, they need to make that commitment before God, because God is the creator. That birthing of a child, which will happen with their union, will have to be under the authority and approval of God and by your commitment before God. That's why you go before a clergy and you make that commitment, because the clergy is working on behalf of Father God in giving the legal proceedings that you will continuously follow the rule. Some men left their legal responsibility even after their covenant was made with his wife, before the congregation and before God and the angels. Those children born do not understand a father's love. I want to inform you, you still have a heavenly father who gave his life for you. He likes you, he loves you, and he loves you more than anyone else. Even if you have your earthly father, your heavenly father can love you more than that, because the human earthly father can only live so long and only do so much according to the ability, according to the financial provisions. But the heavenly father can do immensely more and more than anybody else. But if you trust in him, if you believe in him, he will completely take care of your complete life story. I will listen to you. I will follow you. A simple prayer will do that. He sent Christ, his eternal son, to die on the cross on your behalf. You are going through what you are going through is because of the sin of Adam and Eve, not your sin. Fell on us, you know, on your earthly father and mother also. Then they became imperfect. They couldn't do a perfect job for you. You also are, but our heavenly father want to deliver all of us. Same, some did make sin or some did not do sin. Some did small sin or some did big sin. Doesn't matter. Every sin is sin. But our father want to forgive us of all our debts, all our sins. He will place us, your son, his own son, in our place, and he has sacrificed him. And he took our punishment. We don't have to pay anything. We just have to agree with God. We just have to confess that we are sinners. We just have to believe in Christ, the Son of God. Our punishment is paid off by Christ, God's own Son. He fought the devil who defeated our first father and mother and our in the Garden of Eden. All we have to do is that we just accept him, believe in him, and understand the Father's love. As soon as you remember, believe in Christ and remember and accept him and confess your sins, the Father comes and gets you to the house. Spiritually speaking, you can feel that presence of God in you. Receive Christ, God's only Son, who died for you. Say, God, Father, I accept your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive my sin. Cleanse me and purify me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I know I am a sinner. Bible, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Make me your child. In Jesus' name, I pray that Lord God will make you your child, his child. Since the lack of time, I am not going into the parable of the lost son. If you have time, please go and read Gospel of Luke chapter 15, verse 11 onwards, where a father's forgiveness is given. A son ran away from his house, taking half of the wealth, a father's wealth, and finally he squandered around, spent all the money with friends and prostitutes and lot of few things. Finally, he's come to his sense, he didn't have anything, so he came back to the father, and the father was waiting for him and greeted him, even way when he was coming from distance, and he hugged him and loved him, put new clothes on him, put new sandals on him, and he gave him a large, big party in the house. And it was a rejoicing time. Same way, God is going to rejoice when you believe in Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior. May the Lord richly bless you with this word.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chakov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chakov at gmail.com.
Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with Grace Air.